It's time for our Bartlesville Coach's Corner with head coach of the Bruins, John McKee. BHS opens up the football season at Tulsa East Central, 7 o'clock kick time. And I got a chance to talk with Coach McKee about the East Central Cardinals and how practice and everything has been going so far for the Bruins.
We can talk a little bit about East Central. As Colton pointed out, you guys have played them a couple times, obviously played them last season. Got a victory in the opening game of 2014 at Custer Stadium. The schedule just flipped this year because it's the second year of that redistricting. And what do you know so far about East Central? I know that they're under new direction. They've got a very athletic quarterback who wasn't at that spot last year. I know I had him at a wide receiver last year, very athletic guy. And they've got a good tailback by the name of Bruce White, who is also very talented as well.
Absolutely. You know, they've got some quality kids, some athletes that they'd like to get the ball to. You know, the quarterback you mentioned is a very athletic kid. Not much unlike the quarterback they had last year, the Cherry kid. Don't think that this kid quite throws it as well as Cherry did, but he's still an athlete. Going to make a ton of plays for him. The White kid, the tailback, is a scat back that's got great speed, does really well running their zone schemes that they like to run. So they're a quality opponent. They scrimmaged in the All-City preview. We went and watched them a couple of times, and they're not a bad football team. So we'll have our work cut out for us. Defensively, we're going to have to be sound in what we do and take care of our gaps and our responsibilities, and try to limit their first downs and try to get them off the field as much as we can. Offensively, if we can execute and do the things that we're capable of doing, I like our chances. But still, they're a good football team.
Larry Johnson is the name of the quarterback we were speaking about, who was a wideout this past year. Bruce White is the scat bat that Coach McKee was mentioning. And I know that they lost some guys. Their starting quarterback was one of them as well. Trevon Cherry was their starting quarterback last year. They didn't have a particularly good record last year. Got a new head coach, and I think that their performances at the All-City Preview may have been a little bit surprising. They won both their games. They beat Memorial 19-0 and then Rogers 27-12. So at the very least on paper, through those first two scrimmages or whatever you want to call them, things look to be like they're a formidable opponent at the very least.
Absolutely. Coach Bennett has come in and done a good job with those kids. Again, good quality football coach. You can tell that they're well coached, so it'll be a good opponent for us. Coming into opening up the 2015 football season, and we'll travel down to Tulsa and strap it on and see what happens.
And a nice opportunity this year versus maybe last year. All of your road games are on this side of the state. Obviously, we had the one at Enid last year, which was kind of a trek, but this year everything is right down the road, so I'm certain that if people are listening and interested in Bruin football, you and Colton alike would like to see a lot of powder blue and royal blue down there to a couple of days from now.
Absolutely. Our schedule fits out, it works out really well this year. Last year we have a home game, and then you got three road games in a row, which that's flipped this year. So it'll be nice to have those home games back-to-back-to-back in September. Weather's still going to be nice, so hopefully we can get people to come out and support the Bruins, and it'll be good. It'll be fun. A lot of fun. A good show.
That's Bartlesville head football coach John McKee on our Bruin Coach's Corner.